Hello, and welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. I'm your host, Scott, and once a month, I sit down with a guest and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Today's topics include a special seasonal item at Burger King that everybody seems to go crazy for at this time of year. And later, we will talk about trouble on Mount Fuji. Thanks for joining us today. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you today, my friend?
Ah, it's great to be back. Thank you very much for that warm greeting. I'm good. Yeah, it's been a big, interesting summer. Had a lovely trip back home. Did lots of river swimming.
Oh, that's a great way to spend summer.
I will be doing it more in the future.
Excellent. Now, were you doing that here in Japan or was that back home?
Oh, here in Japan. I wouldn't touch an English river if you paid me. We've had some significant problems with our water management, and there is a lot of poo.
Oh, you don't just take a dip in the Thames now?
I mean, it's one of those things that reminds me of one of the late great Terry Pratchett lines. All mushrooms are edible, but some are only edible once. Swimming in the Thames is kind of like that.
When you go river swimming here in Japan, do you have a particular area that you like to head towards?
There is a particular spot that we went to a couple of times last summer, but I'm actually under oath not to reveal the location because we don't want it to get crowded.
Yes.
But yes. Generally, like Kyoto, Mie, Nara, there are lots of like nice mountain hikes and nice walks that tend to be along the side of rivers.
Yeah.
And a lot of those rivers are incredibly clean because they're nice mountain springs.
Right.
I mean, you might not want to drink a lot of it, but you can certainly swim in it.
Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on September 20th, titled Burger King Selling Pineapple Moon Viewing Burgers. Burger King Japan has unveiled their seasonal Tsukimi Moon Viewing Burgers for this autumn, but instead of using the usual fried egg to represent a full moon, it uses pineapple slices. The restaurant says that the umami of the grilled beef and the tanginess of the pineapple is a great combination. Which I think I have to agree with that claim.
Yeah, they're just right about this one.
Yeah, right? So I chose this one because I love the tsukimi menu items that appear at McDonald's and all the other places. But I haven't tried this one yet, but I think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm one of those crazy people that loves pineapple on everything. And this is a divisive topic because I also like it on pizza. And some people will look at you like they are going to murder you if you put pineapple on a pizza. But I love it. So, yeah. So I wanted to bring this up and see what is your take on this? How do you feel about pineapple on savory foods?
Anybody who vocally complains about people who like pineapple on pizza are basic.
Thank you.
It is the most minor possible thing to get energized about on the simple grounds of if you don't like it, don't eat it.
Right.
I do not understand like that, but it's only pineapple on pizza where I see otherwise reasonable people saying, not only do I not like this, but I think you shouldn't be allowed to.
Right.
And it's a weird mentality.
Yeah, they get so angry.
So I'm very much in favor. And while I haven't actually tried any of the tsukimi items in previous years, I am very much up for trying this. This sounds lovely.
Yeah.
On a burger, I've been a huge fan of pineapple on burgers for a while. On a chicken burger, pineapple is amazing.
Oh my God,
with
yeah.
Beef, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Pork and pineapple has been a staple of English pub food for generations. Like a what we call a gammon steak, like a big ham slice with three fried eggs and slices of pineapple on it.
God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's the reason why some of the British are spherical. It's gorgeous. But so yeah, on a burger, I'm very much in favor.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't understand the criticisms in general, because like, you know, the whole idea in cooking of pairing sweet and savory together, like, it always works. I mean, well, almost always. I mean, okay, there's some things, like, you can't just put chocolate on a steak and, well, I don't know, maybe you could.
Yeah, when you say it, it suddenly starts to, but no.
Yeah, the tsukimi phenomenon in general is so interesting. When I first saw it at McDonald's, and I was like, huh. You know, I like looked up, you know, tsukimi in the dictionary and saw moon viewing, or do I have to buy this and then look at the moon to eat it? I didn't understand until somebody told me, like, oh, well, it's the egg is the moon. I'm like, oh, okay.
The imagery I find very cute.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The ads are always like really great. And yeah, just the imagery of the food is quite nice as well. And it seems to have really taken off. I mean, at first, I only remember seeing it at McDonald's, Burger King, as the story is explaining. You know, Comeda's Coffee has it. Moss Burger has a version. This also brings up another interesting phenomenon of the time-limited menu items in Japan, or just items in general. I mean, I don't remember a whole lot of special limited edition things back home, although it's been a while since I've been at home. But, man, Japan loves Kikan Gente, limited time only.
I think it's Japan's very strong awareness and trend towards seasonal produce and seasonal culture.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's kind of like being in tune with, you know, the fact that everything changes, you know, and being that in tune with, you know, the seasons that, hey, you can't always count on everything. I don't know. I mean, I love the limited time stuff in general. I think my only problem is that I end up loving these things too much. But I can't count on them, you know, like before you know it, they're gone. And
I'd certainly say they're gone too soon. Although some places have been quite good at listening to their customer feedback. So shameless plug for my friend's premier board game bar and cafe in the middle of Urdanamba, The Hearth. Come by. It's great.
I've been there. It is great.
So they do a limited item every week for their food menu, what's called the Monday Munchie.
Oh, that's nice.
A little while ago, they did a hummus.
Ooh.
And it was so popular that last week they just announced they're adding it to the menu.
Nice.
As a regular item.
Nice.
And I'd like it if that were a thing. I like having the limited items, but when something is so transcendent that people want it out of season, stick it on the menu.
Yes. Listen to the customers, please.
Right. Give us what we want. Take our money.
It's now time for a segment we call Listeners Talk Back. In every episode, we ask a question to the audience and invite you to send your thoughts and opinions to us. A couple episodes ago, we were talking about empty shopping malls in the US, as well as empty spaces in shotengai in Japan. And we asked you, what's something fun that could be put in empty shotengai that could attract people? And here's what you had to say. Dan, what did you have for the first answer there? We had two answers this time, and we're going to read them both because they were both kind of hitting on a similar idea.
So our first answer comes in from Chijimi, who says they're thinking of revitalization as getting many people to gather. A street could be created with many hospitals, many places here and there like cafes and massage parlors that you can visit after going to a hospital. It could be an area for active elderly people who enjoy hospitals. Or who are using hospitals, I guess.
Right.
And I really like this idea. But tell us yours first, and then we shall talk on it more, I imagine.
Yeah, our other response comes from faithful listener and responder Sasura. They say, to revitalize shopping arcades, rent properties cheaply to young people in their 20s and 30s. If there are many stores that have been created with the ideas of young people, people will want to go there. The elderly will also feel younger.
Nice.
So yeah, kind of a similar idea of concentrating on, you know, age and how that plays into how people choose to live their lives and where they go.
Definitely a big focus across both as well, with the idea of life improvement for the elderly and for people generally about being walkable.
Yes.
And I love that as an idea. It's one of the things I like about shotengai is that there isn't any wheeled traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So if the spaces are appealing, you can just wend your way through a shotengai and enjoy your time. So the idea that Sasura has had of making it an available kind of springboard for young business, very good idea.
Yep.
But also the idea of it being a recreation or rehabilitation area. If you have a shotengai close to an old folks home and then use the territory there as a walkable area where exercise can be done safely and a bit more of an active lifestyle could be maintained. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I really liked, you know, Chijimi's idea of having businesses that are adjacent or related to hospitals and health services, because if you have a hospital, people will live around the hospital because we need healthcare. And then, you know, fill in the other spaces with the other things that you need for daily living.
It also greatly improves the idea of assisted living and social care rather than hospitalization, but you can still live a lifestyle within a safe community.
Right. Thank you to our two faithful listeners who always respond, Chijimi and Sasara. Y'all always give us really great responses, and today was no different. Before moving on to our next story, let's have Dan check in on the top five most popular stories on Study Now from the past month. What's in the list this time?
Well, it's been an interestingly diverse month. At number five, we have Canned Volcanic Ash, a Surprise Hit. And strangely enough, this isn't our only volcano story this month, but it's certainly the more entertaining of the two.
Very true. Yeah, this was a clever idea. I mean, who doesn't want some volcano ash?
Right? If you really want to get a unique souvenir from your holiday. Okay, next up on our list, coming in at number four, Nissin launches gaming cup noodles. And honestly, I was amazed this hadn't happened already. It was hitting onto the idea that just making a couple of products that aren't water soup based will immediately catch you the gamer market, because you can play and eat at the same time without damaging your equipment.
Right, yeah, it won't splash up on the screen.
An act of simple brilliance. Okay, coming in at number three, the Loch Ness Monster Hunt to be held. And I have to say, as a British person, this is a dumb thing.
It really does feel like in the modern day of smartphones and drones everywhere, if there was a monster, somebody would have accidentally taken a picture already.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Or not see, as the case may be.
Oh, of course. Nice. So next up, coming in at number two, we have Mount Fuji becoming overcrowded.
Ah, we're going to talk about this one in a minute, so let's save
it. We're going to cycle back to this one, but this is our second volcano story in our top five this week, and unfortunately this is the slightly sadder one.
Yeah.
Although that being said, it's also the one that's not erupting, which, given all the people on it, probably a good thing.
Don't jinx it.
And finally, coming in at number one, also tragically our saddest story of this month, injury end season for Otani. And this is the news that the Angels have put Otani on their injured list for the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his right elbow. Not a baseball fan, but a massive Otani fan. I love what he's doing for Japan around the world.
Yeah.
And I just hope that he's smart enough to not rush back from the injury. He could be an all-time great for a generation if he wants to be.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking for the fans, but we want more Otani. So he's got to take a little bit of a break to get better, then okay. I'm okay with that. Our final topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on September 17th, titled Mount Fuji Becoming Overcrowded. The number of visitors climbing Mount Fuji has surged to 65,000 this year, raising concerns among park rangers and other hikers. Some of the issues include overwhelmed toilet and medical facilities, increased littering, and inexperienced climbers who may need assistance. So yeah, tourists are back all over the country and even the world, it seems, but also up at good old Mount Fuji. Dan, this was your choice this time. What drew you to this article?
On one level, it's just as a symbol of Japan. Obviously, it's got to be protected. We want it to be visited extensively, but we also want it to not be ruined. And we want the experience of visiting it to remain something reasonably special.
Right.
And there are certain aspects of it that I thought were interesting. The idea of asking people to donate to help keep the area clean, I think is a very good idea. And it's possible that there should be more of a flat charge for the facilities, like to enter Fuji.
I agree with that. Like all tourist sites that get very popular, it becomes an interesting problem of there is something valuable for people to see here and to experience. But if there's too many people, then it starts to damage that very thing. And yeah, how can you manage that in a reasonable way? I don't have an easy answer. They're coming up with some good ideas. I mean, like you said, like changing the suggested donation to maybe a flat charge or whatever.
There's a couple of ideas I have pinging around. One potentially of opening up another route.
Oh, yeah.
One of the problems is inexperienced climbers getting into trouble.
Right.
And experienced climbers getting bogged down by the queues on the routes that they're taking. So opening up another route might be a good idea. So you make like a tourist-friendly, easy route.
That's a great idea.
But you limit the amount of people who are allowed onto that route per day more significantly than you do on the other routes.
Right.
So that's one possible idea. The other is, I think it should maybe be said that if you want to see Fuji, you shouldn't climb it. Because I have had people say, like, oh yeah, I went to climb Fuji and I was really disappointed because I was expecting to have, you know, some of those great views of Fuji on the way there. So, well, no. All of those views are from quite a long way away. It's quite a big mountain.
Yeah.
So I think making that clear in promotional material might help some people filter off.
Yeah.
And find an experience that's actually closer to what they want while also protecting the mountain and the community around it. Like all of the famous, was it the 39 views of Fuji?
Oh yeah, Hokusai, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to do the Hokusai Trail, I think that should be promoted more.
Yeah.
Hokusai found all the good spots. Go do those.
Yeah, Hokusai tour, man, that'd be great. I'd do that.
It's like, yeah, I'm very much hoping to do that pilgrimage as well at some point. I'm hoping it will balance out in Japan. A lot of people, I think, want to do kind of their once-in-a-lifetime trips out here now that things are open up again, and that's good.
Yep.
But also, it's just a good time to address these things. Japan is an incredibly attractive tourist generation that increasingly generates a lot of its income from tourism. It may be that that's going to require a little bit of recalibration for how Japan approaches a lot of its principal sites.
Yeah, I'm confident that we'll figure it out. And there's just so much to love and see in Japan that, like, yeah, maybe kind of spread the love out a little bit.
All right.
And that's the Study Now view from 12,000 feet.
Nice. If you enjoyed today's episode, please visit studynow.jp to download our English News Study app. Every day, you can read and listen to articles like the ones discussed in this podcast, with vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese, a full transcript of today's episode, and other great tools to help your English studies. You can also try our free English quiz app for iOS, American Dream. It just received a major new update, adding 3,000 words from junior high school level to TOEIC or ACEN level 1 difficulty. And finally, be sure to visit our YouTube channel for additional listening practice. We publish original videos about culture, news, and of course, English. Find the link for our channel in the show notes of the Study Now app or the episode description on your podcast app. Please like and subscribe when you visit.
And that brings us to the end of another wonderful conversation. Dan, I thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And I will be sure to check out one of those Skimmy burgers next year when they come back.
Right. Yeah, I think we missed the window this year. That's all right. We can make them at home as long as, you know, we don't run into anyone who is violently against pineapple on food.
Food can be made at home. So you could maybe listen to Study Now while making burgers.
Oh. All right. Thanks again, man. And thank you to everyone out there for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.